I didn't even realize that my mic was off. Oops. I came home and immediately I started to make a mess. I didn't mean to, but making messes is all I know how to do. You know? Oh yeah, if you guys want to say anything during the space, I think I say this like every time, but use Discord. Yeah, I'll look at Discord and I'll talk through there. I still don't really know how to do these, but I'll figure it out one day. Lost my glasses. And I only have one little wipe left to clean them. Hi, Leah, how are we today? I'm okay. I was really stressed out all day lately, today, every day. I think I'm doing better though, maybe. Lately, I've been really stressed out and anxious about a lot of different things, and something not so good happened a couple days ago. So I've been canceling streams because of I don't know how to say it in like a funny way, mental health bad. But I took a fuck ton of these like stress gummy things today, and let me tell you, those changed my fucking life because, wait, I think I have some still. They're like, let me see. Goodbye, stress, calm, and alert gummies. And they have a lemon in them. But also, I don't keep the lid on them, so they're like rock hard now. Before I went in for my job interview, I took a like a fistful of them. So I think I didn't even have any emotions when I was in that interview. Don't do that, by the way. That's like not good for you. Ah, that's good. Hopefully you're keeping strong. So about the Iron Maiden. Isn't it cool, the Iron Maiden thing that they have a good smile? I kind of want it. I don't really have that type of money, but if I had that type of money, I would get it. I like the one that's covered in blood because, like, I have this custom-made Tsumugi, Nendoroid, and I kind of want to stick him in there. I think it would be fun. I don't know when that Nendoroid is coming, though. Wait, hold on. I don't know if you guys know about me. I don't think I've ever, like, said this on stream before, but I'm kind of like a extreme germaphobe. So if I like touch my gaming stuff, my desk equipment, after I've been outside, I like I get really germaphobia, and I have to like wipe it down and stuff. So I came home and I sat on my chair in my street clothes, and now I can't do it. I can't. So I have to wipe it down. This is the way that my mental illness manifests. It's not even dirty. I can't do it, man. I like every time before I go to sleep, I also wipe down my chair just because I want to make sure there's no germs. Wipe down my keyboard, wipe down my mouse, wipe down my monitors and my mic. Damn it, sanitizer your setup. Everyone's got their own little things, right? Like their own little quirks and stuff. That's just mine. I don't like touching things, and I have to make sure they're clean. I did mention it. It's a good habit. That's why you won't sell your gamer chair to Ashley. You guys think my chair is dirty and disgusting, when in reality, I sanitize this thing all the time. It's always clean. It just squeaks a lot. Like, I hate my stupid chair. It's so noisy. Ah, whatever. What is this? Oh. I see, I see. I'll have to set that up in a second then. People still buy the chair on Craigslist. Wait, it's clean, that's gonna drop the price. That's one tasty chair. You guys have issues, man. You guys have major issues. What the hell? And speaking of issues though, I should open Valorant and see what the shop today looks like. Do you guys play Valorant? Or do you guys get bitches? I play Valorant, so I've never felt the touch of a woman before. But Valorant is poggers. Sanitize the chair with Tong. You get no bitches, vagabond. Hell yeah! Who do you main in Valorant? It's always funny whenever like you switch between like Valorant and Genshin. Yeah, you don't play FPS games? Then what do you do all day? Don't tell me you like have a job or something. What? I have had bitches in the past. In the past, though, if you play Valorant now, then you get your virginity back. Like, they just give it back to you. Fuck! Wait! Wait, you're fucking kidding me! What? Oh, my star's good today! But I don't know. These are like guns I don't really play. Ah! Dang it! Okay, so I have Sentinels of Light Ares. Sentinels of Light, I like the skin. But I don't play Ares. I have a Mage Punk Ghost. But I don't really like the finisher for it. I have this knife that turns into a sword, but I have a Yoru comb, so I don't need it. But then the last thing in my store, I think I'm gonna buy it. I think I'm gonna, yeah. Actually, wait. How much is it? How much is it? I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Enter this. Pay now. Pay now. You guys are witnessing mental illness in its finest form. Do I have enough to get the VFX for it too? I should, right? Where is it? My gun. Unlock that one. And. Wait, what are the other. Oh, wait, I can just get all of these. I can just get all of the VFX. Yeah. And the finisher. Level 4. I got the Ruination Ghost. Yes. I was saving getting the Ruination one until I got either the Ghost or the Spectre. But witnessing a financial crisis that doesn't involve a gacha. Okay, this is my present to myself for getting a job, okay? That was my present to myself. $20 present to myself. Yeah. Yeah, also, my store is normally ass. Want to. Yeah. You guys didn't know I got a job hired. Hopefully. I hope. I applied to a store that makes drinks and I had my interview today and during my interview they trained me right after and then they asked me to come in and training. I don't know if that means I'm hired or if they're still just evaluating me, but hopefully it means that I'm hired. I would like to think it means I'm a little nervous, but I'm gonna stay optimistic. Go steal another sacred fork. I gave up the life of crime and theft a long time ago. Now I live by Earth codes, baby. Now I live my life like a normal earthling. Get a job. Become a wagee. I'm gonna put whole milk in people's drinks. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. I myself am an oat milk enjoyer. So, yeah, it means you got the job. Training usually means hired, no? Like you're placed on that 3 month probation or whatever. I just got hired to work the cash register. Did I say it was a boba place? Yeah. I didn't want to say it was a boba place if I didn't already, but if I already made that mistake, then yeah, I work at a boba place, maybe, hopefully now. Guys can hear me opening Genshin in the background. I bet this lasts 2 months before job change or back to neat. I don't want it to last for a short amount of time. I wish you guys would have more faith in me. My last job that I had in FaZe World, I worked for how long did I work that job? I worked there from almost a year. Almost a year. And I only didn't work there for a year because of well, have you guys ever heard of workplace harassment before? That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. But then I have a cooler job now, right? I have a cooler job, but I like very much. Technically, if you want to say like easily employed, very, very, very technically, I have three jobs now, but the third one is only sometimes job. Only sometimes. Rin Mama lets me help out in her bakery from time to time, and sometimes I get paid for it, but usually she uses me for child labor extortion, and I'm just supposed to not report her using me for free labor to the police. Do you even report something like that to the police? I don't know, but yeah. Sometimes I help her in her bakery, sometimes I don't. It depends. Sometimes I get paid for it, sometimes I don't. I like the days when I do get paid for it though. But I'm not a very good helper, so, you know. What kids are for. No! You're supposed to pay your kids, man! Rin Mama's a baker. Yeah, Rin Mama works in a bakery. She's the best baker on FaZe World. She makes lots of tasty things, but then she gets mad when I eat them. It's true. Turning Rin Mama into the police. Let's go! You gotta make Annoying Cat get a job. Can't be living there for free. Annoying Cat has a job, okay? Annoying Cat has a really important job. Fuck, I fucked up the domain. You guys ever play Genshin Impact and then like Fat Finger something? Or I don't know what's. I'm not streaming this right now, obviously. I just am playing casually on my own. But I'm doing a domain right now, and the enemy just walked to I don't even know where. It just completely left. Left the battlefield, but didn't die. Just. He went on a journey. His own little journey. No. Okay, nice. I remember playing Genshin Impact. Much has changed. I don't think anything has changed. Genshin Impact is still fun. Except, I don't know, is the next update really getting delayed? I know there was like rumors about it, but we're supposed to have information for the live stream, right? Right. I don't know. I heard a rumor that it might have gotten delayed. Kind of makes me sad. Fat Finger into the abyss, walking to the domain area. We still farming? Yeah, we're still farming for Ayato. I have absolutely fucking nothing for him! And it's been how long? We confirmed it earlier today. It really is getting. The universe wants to keep Dotor and I separate, I swear. It's doing everything it can so that way Dotor and I won't end up together. And it breaks my heart. But what they don't know is I'm strong. I have patience, right? I am the most devoted wife ever. The stream is getting delayed. If the stream is getting delayed, does that mean the update will also get delayed, or am I stupid? Or am I really stupid? I hope I'm not stupid. No extra announcements. Ugh. I want to believe that we really are getting ready for Sumeru. And that's why maybe like the wait will be worth it. But also, I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm very, very, very nervous. Leah plays that game end strategy. Marry Dotor. Leah, that's called Stockholm Syndrome. I'll be anything he wants to be, okay? You call it Stockholm Syndrome, I call it true love. Facts. Wait, did the resin thing reset? Did the week already reset for Genshin? I just want more resin so I can keep farming for Ayato. I have not gotten a single good artifact for him since I've been farming this domain, and I've been farming it since the day this domain came out. Nothing. Not a single thing for Ayato. Not even one that could be like copium for him. It's just straight up like it hates him. And then I got that one like really random good piece, but I can't even like put it on anyone because the characters I would put it on, like they're already built, you know? Ah! I spent such a hard time with this game lately, man! I just want Ayato to be big and strong so I can forget about him when Baiju comes out, because obviously Dotor is not gonna be playable. I know that. I don't care if Dotor is playable or not, right? I don't need him on my team to feel true happiness. I just need to see his in-game model, and then I'll just be like, "Hey, baby girl, what brings you here? Damn, Dotor, you're looking mighty slim thick today. Mind if I was g mind if I suck them bitties?" And then he'll probably have me killed in a really brutal way, and that's okay. Yeah. Stockholm Syndrome love. Got it. No. Okay. See. Okay. So last night, right? Last night, Utica took this quiz. And I got inspired by how brave she was to take the same quiz. And I posted my results on twitter.com. Well, I mean, you guys saw what the results were, right? Were they shocking? Some people said they were shocking, right? So now you guys know the truth. You guys know the truth about Leah. So if you guys saw that post, then you have to keep the truth in mind at all times, right? You can't. You are not shocked. Wait, what? How are you not shocked? Fun night last night. Eh? Not shocked? Brave woman support. Leah likes femboys, we know. No. In what world does Dotor look like a femboy? Does Dotor really look like a femboy? I don't think so. Does Samuki Alba look like a femboy? I don't think so. Does Ayato Genshin Impact look like a femboy? I don't think so. I think something went wrong on that quiz. I think something went wrong, or maybe the way that people think it is wrong. Maybe. What I'm trying to say is I don't like femboys. Leah likes twink. No. Who's a twink? Who's a twink? I think I got a flower for Ayato just now. Copium flower, but I think it's something. Utica's results were surprising, but yours were kind of expected. How are mine expected? What? Leah, Smoogie is a bit feminine looking. Two wink. Halloween night. Sa-da-da-da-na. Hey, trick or treat. Trick or treat. Na-na-na-na-na. No. Tsurugi's not feminine looking. I don't think he's feminine looking. If he was more feminine looking, I wouldn't like him. Actually, I think I would like Smoogie no matter what he looks like. But that point being made is no, I don't like femboys. No, both of their results were expected. What, you're gonna tell me you guys really do think Utica's hypersexual? Her results were so shocking, man. I think they were the most shocking out of anything I've ever seen in my life. But you guys are like, no, they're expected. You guys really expected something like that? Because I didn't. My own damn results were shocking to me. So if they're shocking to me, how could they be expected to you guys, right? Utica's 96.9% horny, and Leah is 96.9% pure. The shy, quiet ones are always the freakiest. Utica's a growing girl who's curious. I don't know. Something about the internet does not lie. I think that quiz was bullshit. And it's a bear mating season too, so it makes sense. I thought bears mated in the summer. How many Utica spaces have you listened to? She gets horny a lot. What the fuck happens in Utica Twitter space? I only come sometimes, but I don't think I've ever heard her get horny. Like, out of all the ones I've come to, I don't even think my own Twitter spaces are that bad, are they? Like, I talk about some wild stuff, but I don't think it's necessarily horny, right? Like, I just educate you guys on things that you might have missed that were important parts of Leah history, like Hitalia Yowie, and like, well, actually, I think all of my Twitter spaces so far have talked about BL at some point. What? She smacked her thighs for us when we asked for it. Leah, you don't have a horny bone in your body. That's not true. That's just not true. You guys have to believe that I'm the sexy bimbo who's always horny, right? Like that's what you guys are being fooled into believing, right? I mean, not fooled into believing. It's the truth. The truth is, yeah, I am sexy zoomer, always horny. Yes, that's me, Leah. Yeah. That's what you guys. That's it's the truth. Leah, do you really want to be the horny deviant? No. No, I don't want to be. Yeah, but isn't that like the character that like I'm expected to play for you guys? Isn't that the way you guys want me to be? I can't let you guys down, right? If you guys want me to be like that, then all I can do is, follow along. But the truth is that Leah's a good girl. Leah's a very good girl that never does anything like that ever. That's the truth. It's sad to say, I'm sorry for ruining your expectations, but in truth, Leah is relatively say so. You're pure, yeah, I'm a pure girl. Yeah. It's the chat that needs to be corrected. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the chat needs to be corrected, not me. I never have to be corrected ever in my entire life. I got more resin. GFE in ruins. You can be GFE without being horny though, right? I think GFE that's more on the say-so side rather than like the horny side is the one that is most enjoyable. I don't know, for me, like if I watch GFE streamers. No, sorry, what were we talking about? GFE streamers. If I watch GFE streamers, I like the ones that are more say so, more than like the ultra horny ones, Like, ultra horny ones are good, but we need Leah and Utica to change bodies just like in the off collab. I was about to say, we already did that. I don't know. No, he fucking died. See, being horny gets you nowhere in life. It just killed my one male wife. Get up. Thank you. Will I get an artifact for him? Leah can't cook but can clean. I can cook. Did I tell you guys that the other day I set my kitchen on fire? It's true. Well, okay, it wasn't like actually on fire, but I did start a fire in my kitchen when I was trying to cook. And then I had a panic attack because, like, I set the kitchen on fire, and then I spent the rest of the evening crying. True story. Okay. That's not cooking, it's arson. Okay, so what happened was I was trying to make fried eggs, but I didn't know. It was my first time using vegetable oil because normally when I make like fried food and stuff or like in oil, I always use sesame oil because it's my favorite and I like the kind of nutty taste it gives to things. Sesame oil has like not super like nutty flavor, but just kind of like I don't know how to describe the flavor of sesame oil, but point is, I like sesame oil more than I like other types of oils. The nutty taste. Stop it! Stop being nasty in my fucking Twitter space before I kill you! No! Okay, it's a thing. Sesame oil has kind of like a I don't know. I don't know. It has like a different flavor to it. It's just like a different flavor profile. It's good. Anyways, where was I going with this? When you use a different type of oil, I was using vegetable oil, or maybe it was like canola oil. I don't know. Something like that. I was using one of those two oils, and I wanted to see if the oil was hot enough to put the eggs in. Right? Because I was like, oh, well, I don't know if it heats up really fast or not because sesame oil kind of takes like a second to heat up. So I put the like a drop of water into the oil. It definitely was ready to be eggy because it erupted into flames and I screamed. Yes, that is the whole story. Is I dropped a little bit of water into the oil and then it started a fire. I did not know that if you mix oil and water, it would start fires like that. No one ever told me that on Face Planet, so I just never thought that was something I had to think about. And why water? Because when you go to like barbecue and stuff, like Korean barbecue, to see if the grill is hot enough, you drop a little bit of water onto it. And if the water. Want to kill myself! Okay, anyways, if you drop a little bit of water onto the grill, like you can see if the grill is ready to like to cook. You're not the brightest, huh? You can shut the fuck up. I am very bright. Water oil explosions are great videos on YouTube. Is that really a thing? How was I supposed to know? Leah, you have to touch the oil, not put water in it. I'm not gonna touch the oil! Because then my finger's gonna get burned, idiot! It seemed like the right thing to do. Yeah. Here's why I thought Erica was the only one who didn't know how to cook. Normally all of my food is microwavable. I really like eating those like what is it? Like the Trader Joe's microwave foods. They're really good for you. Cause like they don't have like added stuff into them, you know? It's just regular old food. Like they make this one at Trader Joe's. It's like tomatoes and eggs. I really like that one. And I also like tomato and an egg one, but you have to like cook the eggs yourself and then add them in the tomato sauce. Or like No words. Okay, fine. Then keep being wordless, idiot. I don't give a damn about what you say about my cooking. You will never, ever taste my cooking, okay? Ever. I will never cook for you. I will never be your little cooking wife ever. No. Okay? The one chance you get for Leah to cook you a nice meal and be like a wife to you fucking blew it, idiot. Yeah, way to go. Bet you feel real stupid right now, don't you? Do you really want to be known as the X videos VTuber? I'm not known as the X videos VTuber. I am say so. I just like to pretend that I'm not actually say so. Okay, that's the gap moment that Sakuna wasn't ready for, right? I seem like I'm really unsay so because I'm like, wow, haha, X videos, so funny. But then in reality, if I ever saw a boob, I would cry. True story. But Uruka, however, I mean, I don't know what she thinks about stuff like that. Of you quoting Sakuna. Sakuna did ask me that a long time ago, yeah. And I've told the story before, but when he asked me, it made me cry for a really long time. Yeah. I'm over it now, though. Now it's a funny meme. And I laugh about it, but I did cry very hard at the time. I cry very easily. I think it's a charming trait to have. Oh, does my keyboard sound nice to you guys? Keysight. Those who damage a structure. Mr. Mung from Chowder. What the? Pretty please. Stop. Wait. I'm a genius. I don't know why talking about Chowder just reminded me of it. You guys, you're witnessing Leah think of stream things to do right before your eyes. I just thought of a brilliant idea for a stream right now. You guys are gonna love it when it does happen. Namaste. Thank you. It's like a pile of rocks in Genshin. Has anyone here actually finished the chasm yet? Or am I just. What is this? Composite mining. No! Okay. This is like the peak virginity experience right now, I think, because I'm playing Genshin Impact, but I don't have noise on Genshin Impact. I have noise on the Valorant window, which I also have open, so I'm playing Genshin with the Valorant BGM. I have never seen a woman before in my life. Do a collab with you and Utica where you both take various tests and compare your results. That'd be a fun one to do. I was actually thinking of asking her to do one like that, but Utica and I actually will collaborate in the coming days. I just might be. Well, I hope that at least like my stuff this week doesn't get moved around too much if I do start like actually working this week. They seem like they were very willing to be flexible with my what did I tell them? I told them that I am a full-time student. Yeah, I am a full-time student and take my studies very seriously and because I am taking my studies so seriously and have school all the time, every day, that it might be a little difficult to come and work certain times because you guys, beloved league mates, are my priority. But don't tell them that, please. Please, I feel so bad saying that full-time student, huh? I'm not full-time student yet. I think I start full-time school In a month? 2 months? So technically it wasn't a lie because like I will be a full-time student. I'm just not a full-time student right now, you know? Obviously not graduating in math. No, I'm not a math student. No, actually, I don't I think I could say this. For my school, I really don't understand earth math that well. So, for my school, I have to take like a different type of math class because of my major. I don't have to take calculus anymore, right? I talked with the higher ups at the school, and they told me that I don't have to take calculus anymore, and that was like a mistake. Like I should have never been put in calculus, and it made me really happy. But Leah's gonna leave us to better herself. What the fuck? No, I'm still a hikini. I don't want to stop being a hikini. I just want to be able to. I just want B2 for stuff. I just want another source That's such a base reason. I keep making cool stuff for you guys, but like stuff like that's really expensive, right? And I figured like if I really wanted to like be able to do nice stuff for you guys and continue to make cool content, I should probably get like a job so I could get more money to put into that. So just know that every day I'm working hard at my job and I'm not streaming, it's because I'm working on making a better content for you guys. Sakuna's taking that big of a cut, huh? No. No. No, that's not the way that works. It is not a responsibility that should fall to league mates. If I want more money to make more types of content, that's a responsibility for me and me alone. You see, reasons to have Leah as your Oshi. She super chats herself, so you guys don't have to. She's just like me, for real, for real. You will never have to worry about I don't know what you would worry about. I don't know. See, I want to do like other types of like. I'm sorry. My Ayato is fucking dying. Let's go. I want to not use the money necessarily for like gacha because like I feel like that's such a lame reason. Like, oh yeah, I need more money so I can keep gachaing. Like that's so stupid. But if like I like told you guys even a little bit of like my ideas for like things I want to do on stream, I'm pretty sure you guys would understand. But also like I don't want to tell you guys, right? Because like my brain is my brain. Thank you for the self-sacrifice. Yeah, dude, no problem, no problem. I have to pretend that I'm a responsible member of society sometimes, right? So that way Rin Mama and Rin Papa don't think that like I'm actually that big of a failure child, and they'll be like, "Yeah, Leah, our beloved daughter, she's so cool. She works so hard." And then in reality, like, I'm a fucking hiki neat VTuber that gambles in Genshin Impact. You're a successful daughter to your parents. Yeah. In their eyes. Yeah. I wanna gaslight them into thinking that I'm pretty cool, and then they'll never find out, right? Yeah. Did Rin Mama have stern words for you this week then? No. Gacha's part of the spending. We all have brain damage, yes, but keep the ideas a secret. Big ideas, big fun, big Leah. Leah's big. to show them your model, and they'll give you their full support. Well, one of the Rin parents definitely does support. Yeah, one of the Rin parents supports so much that what was I saying? I don't know what I was saying. Do you guys know what I was saying? I don't remember. How is your guys' day going? I'm just trying to get my battle pass up so I can get the next resin level so I can keep doing this domain. And should I stream it? Yeah, but I only want to play for like a couple minutes and then go play Valorant and do homework. Barista Leah. Barista Leah. You guys know, like, when I was playing that one game and everyone was like, man, Leah would make such a shit barista. Shut up, annoying cat. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I would never be a barista because I would get everyone's orders wrong and it would be such a nightmare. Haha, could you imagine? Oh, if me of then knew what was gonna happen. And like, it hasn't even been like a month since I played that game and I'm already a barista. Well, I'm not a barista yet. But maybe I'll end up being a barista in the near future. Technically, I'm only gonna work the cash register. But still technically barista. Can you guys hear Annoying Cat? Leah could never get a barista job. Exactly. I would be the world's worst barista. Unless like the workspace and like requirements are really easy. Oh shit, wait. That sounds exactly like what's happening right now. Lilk. No. Register is just the gateway to barista. I think if I became a barista and I put my mind to it, I think I could do it. I think so. You guys might not have that type of faith in me, but I have that type of faith in me, and that's all I need. As long as Leah makes a good cafe mocha, I have no problems buying coffee for $50 a cup. That is really expensive for coffee. What the fuck? Can you serve pilk where you work? The fuck is pilk? No lilk. No lilk. It all leads back to Diner Dash. I don't think it will be as stressful as Diner Dash is. Have you guys ever played Diner Dash? I love that game. You could do it, but the work would warp you. You'd lose the hikini. I would never stop being Leah. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do time warp again. It's just a jump to the left. And then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips. And then na 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 na. Really drives you insane. Pepsi milk? Leah's a Rocky Horror fan. Ah! Have I ever said this story on stream before? I know everyone I've ever met in my life knows this about me, but I don't know if I've ever told you guys on like on stream before yet. But okay, I have deep Leah lore for you. Very deep Leah lore. So, let me think how I should approach this. Okay. This is a 100% true story too, which is why I'm trying to like figure out how I want to go about telling you guys. I think on Earth it's called like preschool. Okay, so Earth preschool. Leah went to a private private, very, very, very religious preschool on FaZe World. Yeah. And Rin Mama and Rin Papa are very, I wouldn't say non-religious people, but they have interests that I think religious people would probably look down on, right? So, for example, Rin Papa really likes gore, right? Gore and gory things. And as a little Rin baby, I saw a lot of gore and a lot of gory things. And I don't know if as a baby I necessarily loved it or not, but it definitely was a thing that I like grew up with and didn't really think was like bad, I guess. Well, okay, anyways, long story short, when I was at religious FaZe World preschool, my favorite movie was Rocky Horror Picture Show. I would watch Rocky Horror Picture Show every single day in preschool. And I would talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show because I liked it a lot, but I guess being a preschooler who watches Rocky Horror Picture Show at a FaZe World religious preschool is not great. It's kind of frowned upon, and I would get in trouble at FaZe World religious preschool a lot because I would sing Rocky Horror Picture Show songs and also talked about placing curses on my classmates and stuff like that. True story. Okay, the end. Thank you. It definitely was interesting type of FaZe World preschooler life. And Rin Mama and Rin Papa never got mad at me for it. But I definitely did get in trouble many times. No. I don't have Rin Kid, no. I was a baby. How was I supposed to fucking know it was like actually a bad thing, you know? Like I was just doing what I liked, man. Yeah. I didn't know that like it was bad. Yeah. Leah was a witch from a young age. I just thought that stuff like that was really poggers when I was a baby. Yeah. And is that such a bad thing to have interest as a baby? No. Rocky Horror is for 12-year-olds, not preschoolers. Oh, so true, so true. So true, you're right. How could I forget? Only 12-year-olds could watch Rocky Horror Picture Show. Do people that young actually watch it? Because I watched it for the first time in a really long time on Halloween, and I did not understand anything about it. I don't understand like how as a baby I was like obsessed with it, but also like I guess as a baby you're into kind of weird things that you don't really understand, you know? Did you ever go to a live show? No, I only know what like those are because I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie or read the book, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's kind of ass. I'm not saying it's good or anything. It's kind of an ass book, an ass movie. But I did in fact read it, and that's the only reason why I know that there are like live shows for Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah. I tried really hard to be a normie and like middle academy, higher academy, but ultimately I just decided to embrace the hikini life of posting on Tumblr about being a bro con and never really regretted it. Well, I mean, like I did regret it. I do regret it, but not as embarrassed about it as I used to be, right? Yeah. This part of the chasm kind of looks like Final Fantasy 15 that I'm in right now. And it's making me think about Ignis. I miss Ignis. Do you guys miss Ignis? I miss Ignis. I wish I was able to finish 15 on stream. And now that like I've already played through it and like I feel like every time I have a conversation with somebody, I make it about Final Fantasy 15, but it's because I have brain damage and it probably is one of my favorite games ever. I'm thinking about playing it on stream. Finishing it on stream because I never got the chance to. You've never played a single fi Final Fantasy game. What is wrong with you? How have you never played Final Fantasy, man? Final Fantasy is the best. It's so good. 15. Oh, before I finish, Rindad is yelling at my dog. I'm so sorry. My dog, she has this like really bad habit lately of jumping over this gate that we put up so that way she doesn't like come in contact with our cats because she's a big dog. She scares my cats. But she's like started jumping over it lately. And she'll like get upstairs and start chasing the poor cats around. But I don't know how to get her to stop. None of us know how to get her to stop. She's got brain damage, man. You can't hear my dad or my dog. Ah, okay. Good, good, good. Male voice, bad, but if you do hear male voice, it's only gonna be Rindad. Male voice on Leah content, hate. The only male voice I need is Arataki Ito talking about his feet. Annoying dog is real? Yeah. Annoying dog is real. Annoying cat is real. Annoying dad is real. Who else is real? Many. Rin figures. Yeah, Rin figures. That's what we'll call them. The way you fight in the chasm was kind of strange, cause like if you get stuck on the rocks down here, it will be bad. And then I was trying to figure out what I was talking about too. I was talking about Final Fantasy. Yes, I'm playing Seven Remake right now, but I think once I finish Seven Remake, I might replay 15 on stream. I don't know if I will for sure or not, but I would like to. A lot, but I know like it's a JRPG game, and no one really likes watching JRPG games. But I think that was like my favorite game I've played in many years, and I want to play it on stream. I only played a little bit of it on stream. I want to play more. It's Till Ren Papa. I said hi and he has a base kit. No. Leah, you flame me for only watching Genshin the other day when that's not true. I would still watch you play Final Fantasy. Even though it's an ass game, you'll still watch me play it? Aw, you guys. That's so nice. Yeah. I know, like, JRPG games are hard to play on stream and stuff, but I am the world's biggest sucker for cliche stories and dungeon games like that. I mean, my favorite game is Bravely Default, so like clearly I would like Final Fantasy a lot. Why not have an ass game arc? Literally watched you play Diner Dash. What worse could there be? Hey, Diner Dash is good. Fuck you. See, I think what's important is that I can acknowledge these are like not that great of games, but they're still important to me, and that's okay, right? Like, is Genshin really that great? No. Do I have brain damage and Stockholm syndrome and convince myself it's good? Yeah. What else is pretty bad? There's I don't know. There's probably a lot of other things that are bad, but I like. And I don't regret liking them because I'm Leah and I can do whatever I want. Thank you. We watched you play Scarlet Nexus, a literal ass game. Okay, that was not my fault. Okay, I didn't know that game was this. I didn't know that game was as bad as it was. And the second I realized that it was bad, I stopped. Right? Yeah. I stopped playing it the second I realized that it's an ass game. And I never want to play it ever again. We don't talk about Scarlet Nexus. We will never talk about Scarlet Nexus ever. Ever, ever. That is literally the worst game I've ever played in my life. All offense intended. Pander to the furries and play the better Sonic games. Our Sonic games. Oh, wait. I just got a commission back. You guys are not even ready to see. I wonder if I should shut them up. I wonder. You fuck Amy. You fuck Amy? Bro, I'd fuck Knuckles. We are the same. Leah, we watch you play League. All right, but that's like against your will, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My man, Leah. No, listen. Have you guys ever seen that one clip from Sonic Boom where like Amy's talking about how like she wants to be like the first girl to be good at sports, and then Knuckles goes off on like this rant about how he thinks that like gender inequality is bad, and he's like, "What? Just because I'm a meathead doesn't mean I'm not a feminist." Oh, I think about that every fucking day, bro. Knuckles is so based. I love him. I love Knuckles. Can you check if membership went through on YouTube? Yeah, let me check. Thank you for membership. I'm sorry that streams have been few and far between lately, but I still appreciate all the support. Wait, that was real? Yeah, it was real. Or Knuckles is like, I'm a feminist. Yeah, Kronos, welcome to Ashlight. Thank you so much. It went through. You are good. I'm gonna set up these commissions that I just got back though. Yeah. I'll just shrimp in my chair. Or I guess do shrimp. Here we go. I'm trying to think of like what other Sonic clips I really like. Oh my gosh, no, you know the one of Tails, and Tails like, wait, all of these walls are made of dirt, and then they all start licking the wall. Oh, based. Did you watch that clip, or did you sit down and watch the whole thing? I've only seen clips of Sonic Boom. I did not know jack shit about Sonic until maybe a month ago. Did I watch the Sonic movie a month ago or more recently? Not Sonic 2, the first one. I'm trying to think. About a month ago, if not less. Yeah. I'm trying to think where to set up these. Leah's trying to think. Knuckles is a feminist. Yes, thank you. You guys grew up on Sonic? Sonic Boom, Watch Along Glenn. I was thinking about it actually. I put it in like this list of potential streams. I think like there you go. Okay, there. I have like this, and I leaked it on accident, so it's not like a like an unknown secret, I guess. I'm like, I don't mind mentioning stuff like this from time to time if it like gives you guys more insight into like how I do things, whatever. But I have this like Discord server just for myself, and in that Discord server I keep like track of tons of different things, and I have like my own channels and stuff. So I have like a channel for schoolwork that I need to do, and like assignments or like study tools or like music playlists and stuff. And I also have one just for like Leah stuff, right? Like stream stuff. And in there is like, let's see, I have like ideas for streams that I want to do. And I write all those ideas down, and then I have like my schedule. Typically I make my schedule 1 week in advance, and then I'll edit it over the course of like that week until Sunday when like it needs to be finalized. What else? I have a channel where I send myself like things I've done in the past, just so I have it like all on hand in case like I need to post it while I'm gone. And then I have like a bunch of channels for different projects and stuff that I'm working on, but I don't think I've m mentioned any of these yet. So I think like the only one I can really mention is like I have a channel where I like write out basic ideas for like ASMR streams. Yeah. TLDR, there's a channel. Also, to have your own emotes back up. Yeah. I have all my emotes in there too. So I can use them whenever I want. Never understood making your own server. It's really easy to like keep track of things that you need, or like I'll send myself files from like my computer to my phone. So like when I was on vacation, like when I'm trying to think like how to explain this. When I was on vacation, I sent myself all of like my links to like upcoming videos that I had scheduled. Like I sent myself Google Drive links or like thumbnails and stuff, schedules and like documents or like work I needed to get done when I was on my vacation because I wasn't able to be on my computer. Maybe it's like an outdated way of doing that because like I could just upload it all to like one place and send it to myself, but I'm also kind of stupid. So yeah. Leah, if you use your own server, Discord ghosts pop up and enter the VC, then leave. I'm the only member of that server. Yeah, I have shitposting in there too, or like links to TikToks I think are really funny. Yeah. So it's kind of like just like an organization thing. It's kind of like a file cabinet, right? So that's how I use it. That's a good way of explaining it, actually. I use it as like a big filing cabinet for things. And I'll just like be able to go through and grab things. Or like if I've deleted something off of like my Google Drive, but I've uploaded it, like not the link, but like just the image to my Discord, then I'm able to just go in and like grab it. The really funny ones, like you delete on Twitter. I don't think you guys think my TikTok are funny. No. If you're the only member of the server, then Discord ghosts appear in the member list, randomly delete posts and leave. You can't find your files. The haunted Discords are real. It's not real. I'm above the law, okay? I don't get haunted Discord things ever. Ever, 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 ever. But like, in this instance, right, I get a commission back and I'll send it to myself in that Discord server so I have it on hand. So like let's say I take my tablet somewhere with me, right? Like I go somewhere and I have my tablet with me, but like I need to make an edit to something while I'm gone, or I need to use that picture, then I have it. I don't like uploading things to Google Drive because I'm so paranoid that I'm gonna hit like the limit of files you can have in there. I don't know. Leah literally messages Leah. It's so funny whenever like I'm off of my Leah account and I'm on like just my personal account. And I'll like message myself. I still get the little notification for it. So like my phone will ring and everything. It's kind of annoying. It's a file space limit. Yeah, there's a file space limit on Google Drive. And ever since I hit it, I get really paranoid. But I only hit it one time, but I don't think I can go backwards on it now. Kind of difficult. I don't know, maybe the way I do things is stupid. You guys don't have to agree with the way I do things, but it works for me, and that's all that matters. Leah compliments herself. I would never compliment myself, ever. I already know that I'm cute and funny. Maybe. Okay, I'm setting up these new things so we can use them on stream, the new things I just got. I want to use them for alerts. So if I do alert like this, I'll use this one for like that. This is a settings one. How do I upload a picture to use for it though. I set this up a long time ago, but I don't remember how I did it. It's true, she is poggers. I stare in my eyes in the mirror and just think, God, you're fuckable. I do that too, except it's God, I'm so cute. No, that's a joke. I don't actually think that, please. If I go here, how do I add a picture to this? Am I stupid? Yeah, I want to use it for that. With picture. This video tutorial for it is 30 minutes long, bro. What the fuck? Not the British people! Stop talking! God! Okay. I just want to see where it says to add a picture. Yeah. How did this guy do that? I want what he has. Bro, stop being British. Just upload the picture already. Okay. It's okay, Leah. British people don't exist. British people clearly don't exist. But he's British and he's got the answers to the questions I have, and I want to know what to do, man. Okay. No, I only need. I only need like a couple of those. Oh, wait. Okay, so then. Oh. I'm so stupid. There. Yes. Then you're gonna have British people come by at wagey time and oi, don't you wanna pay some Bob Gov? What the fuck is Bob Gov? Bob Gov yourself, bitch. There. This one. Are there other sounds I can use? Or do I? Default.ogg. What do you guys think about text-to-speech and alerts? I want your guys' opinions because I've been thinking about adding them, right? Like, when people donate things or like donate and it has a message attached to it, like the AI will read it. Should I enable it? Should I not? I don't know. Don't mind. It's okay, you guess. It's not answering my question. Sometimes it gets in the way. Okay, let's see. Let's see. I'm gonna turn the volume down on my computer. Bounce. Like this. Variations. No, I don't know what that is. I'll put it at the same. I guess. It already defaulted to British. No! What the hell? No, not UK English, please. Please, no. I don't even. Okay. Oh, okay. This should all match. Yeah, okay, here. Yeah. Okay. Wait. Okay, I think I got it. Right. Okay. Yeah, like that. Right? This is so confusing. What the hell is Leah doing? I'm being a hardworking, smart girl. At the same time that I'm working on making our stream a better place. Yeah. And I'm giving you guys insight into the way I work on stuff, right? Because I'm kind of really stupid. Except I think I want this done like this. Wait, not, no, what's right here? Like that. Okay, now let's see. But if I put this one like this. Okay. Leah is so smart. I wish I had her smartness. I think I figured it out, so should be good to go. I should name this one. There we go. Yeah. Leah may be stupid, but she is clean. Not asking for help and she panicked over a thing. I didn't panic over anything, okay? I'm a little bit stupid, but I can figure it out on my own every single time. I am very smart. I'm always able to figure things out, even in most stressful of situations. You guys are looking at a genius right here, okay? Okay, I want to finish shutting it up though. So I think I will end the Twitter space here. Oh, something caught my interest. But okay. Anyways, yeah, I splash oil and water together. Whatever. Thank you guys so much for coming to the Twitter space for a little bit today. I had a great time talking with you guys. I'll see you guys for stream tomorrow? Question mark? Do I have a stream tomorrow? What day is tomorrow? Oh, yeah, we're drawing Pokemon tomorrow on stream. Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. So yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Otsuriya, have a good day!